Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, coming to see Ministry by the third class. And this Sabbath, we're still dealing with the creation, man. I'm still dealing with that creation. What creation? Well, you know, we pick it up in Genesis, but it's really all over the Bible. And right now, we're still in the first day. We've seen them create the angels, things like that, but we're in the first day, and everything is laid out in the first day. Everything is laid out in the first day. What do you mean everything is laid out in the first day? Everything. Everything we know, light, air, consciousness, everything is laid out on the first day. It's all written in what we call laws and statutes. We think the commandments started in Exodus chapter 20. No, they started before there was anything. And everything that we're dealing with is bound by laws. Right now we're dealing with the angels, which are bound by laws. They can't do anything other than what the law is giving them. We're going to see that. Also, we operate within the bounds of man as well, because we're going to be having that conversation and interacting, because angels was created for men, you know, as on the salvation. This is that thing. So we're going to get into that. But right now, what the topic today is angels. Their jobs and their responsibilities. It's the creation. We still deal with the creation. And the title of it is Angels, Their Jobs, and Their Responsibilities. Amen?
Amen.
So, do we have a...
I'll use a proverb.
You can use a proverb. Whatever the script put in your mind, man. Whatever the Spirit tell you to use, use it.
My mouth fitteth to eat with the world. Consider diligently what is before thee. And put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man, give unto appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. If thou set thine eyes upon that which is not, riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven.
Good.
That's it.
That was it.
Amen.
What you reading?
Proverbs 23:1-5.
Amen. Our Father,
the kingdom come, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and I will be done on the earth and the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, our daily bread, forgive us of our debts, forgive our debt to us, as we can earn it. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us and deliver me from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the righteousness, and the power, and the power of the glory of God, and the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on the saints and follow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and stand forth both physical and spiritual disciplines. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren, and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and your kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children, and our children's children, and their children, and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see, yes, to hear and prophesy the word, the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see, and yes, to hear and mouth to speak your word, the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercy is endure forever. Amen.
Amen. So, let's pick this up in Psalms 104. We're going to get right into it. Psalms 104 and verse 1. When you receive the reading.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits his ministers a flaming fire.
There it is. So he maketh his ministers what?
A minister, flaming fire.
And so they what?
Minister.
Minister. Minister. So now, the definition, let me pull that up. Definition of a minister. Please forgive him. Had my own thesaurus I left in on the ride. So I'm going to go on this dictionary.com and I'm going to pull this up. Minister. One who is authorized to perform religious functions in a Christian church, especially Protestant. This is that what they're giving into this thing. This is the question. Here it is. A high officer of state appointed to head an executive administrative department of government. So they are considered executives in the government of God, these angels. And so they bringing up order. They bringing up information. They raising up this kingdom thing, a government. So they bringing laws and statutes. It says, a person serving as an agent for another. So they work for the Father in Christ Jesus. That's who they work for. But they sent to us. This is their thing, and they got a job, and their job is to minister the government, which is the kingdom. It says, a person serving as an agent or for another by carrying specific orders or functions. So when the angels is given a specific order, they ain't going to break it. They're going to do exactly what they told, whether they good or evil. They're going to do exactly what they told. Man is the only one to deviate from those things. Okay, let's look at this a little. It's a person who attends to the needs of others, especially in religious matters. So they're going to attend to your what you need. You know, whatever your gift may be, you may be a scholar, you may be a warrior, you may be like David, you may be a prophet, you may be a healer, Whatever your need is, he's going to send you an angel that's for that purpose so that you can elevate your gifts. Your gifts ain't my gifts, so I shouldn't look for my gifts to elevate in you. I'm only looking for your gifts to elevate in yourself. So we shouldn't be upset or, you know, hating on each other because we got gifts. You know, we got gifts. And that's all right. You know, but the thing is, we're supposed to share. So you're giving brother. Sometimes some of us is and sometimes some of us isn't. Sometimes, you know, God chooses who he sent them to. And then it depends on how we walk and carry ourselves, even if they reveal themselves to us. They'll start actually interacting on first name basis. But you got to really have your act together. You know, or else they'll turn around and they'll wipe you off the planet. So you got to have your act together. You can't be afraid of them. So you got to walk in the laws. If you want to see one, if you want one to walk on the side, he talk with you or actually appear, you got to walk in the laws. Because he's bound by the law. So long as you're in the law, he's going to be right there with you, 100. Whatever you do, if you want to fly, if you like Elijah, he flew on a tornado. If you keep in the law, you'll be able to do it. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse, no, Hebrews 1 and 13. Hebrews 1 and 13. We receive and read.
But to which of the angels said he at any time sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
See, they minister spirits sent forth to them that are heirs on the salvation. Not everybody is an heir on the salvation. Ask Judas. Judas, if he was an heir on the salvation, he wouldn't have did the things that he did before God. This is that thing. Then the other thing is that we have you have those that are heirs on the salvation, like John the Baptist. You know, he had his brother sealed with him from the womb. He already recognized the Holy Spirit when he was being formed. He wasn't even born yet. This is why you can't even think about abortions. Just by the thought of John the Baptist, you can't think of an abortion. You see? So he was filled with the Holy Ghost even then, or his brother, his angel. That's another conversation we're going to have to really start taking serious. If you plan to be if you stand to have any force before the angels of this world, then you have to realize that the angels of God do take over your being. Just like the foul spirits take over the wicked being. So you got to allow it to happen. Like Samson, we all get our gifts. Samson, he couldn't have been a big dude. Ain't nobody going to run up on Shaq, right? Nobody ain't going to run up on Sean Dawkins, man. Ain't nobody running up on LeBron. You know what I mean? But if he was just an average dude, you would think that you would be able to get him. But then he was among the Philistines. The Philistines were like 8 and 9 feet tall. They was like Elijah wine people.
Nah, them was old people. Those were the knees people. Anax.
Right. Who is that? Manubo people. That's who they people. You know, Manubo fam. And Samson was whooping them. You know, and he wasn't no tall dude. He was just an average cat. You know, but he had to have been because the Philistines just kept coming. You dig? Other words, they felt like they would have whooped him. But what happened? The Spirit of God came over and he just was gone in the fury of God. The Those things happen. So your brother is there for a reason. Like Solomon didn't need the same angels that David used, because David went out to take kingdoms. Solomon was a teacher, an instructor, and a preacher. So he needed a different angel. So you got different angels for different things.
You think he got
sent out
seraphim?
No, he wouldn't have got a seraphim. Seraphims dwell in heaven. So that's it. Cherubims is the ones that they send forth into the world. So go to Genesis chapter 19 and 1. Ministers, as on the salvation, right? Watch this. Genesis 19 and 1. Now, the Lord finna to get ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, right? So, sometimes, man, you know, the Lord has sent angels, man, to save your life. You know what I mean? You could be on some nonsense, and he'll be like, man, I'm finna kill everybody here. Get out. And that'll be your only dough. So, you got to pay attention. Genesis 19 and 1, when you receive a reading.
And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot seemed and rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold, now my lords turn and pray, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your way. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed up, and he pressed upon them greatly. They turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both old and young, all the people from every quarter.
Stop. So now these two angels are in his house. Okay, and now. We ain't getting into this actual story of Solomon. That ain't the point. The point is that the Lord is sending two angels to save him. And he'll send them to us to save us. Sometimes, you know, because of who you are, you know, you may already have an angel like, say, you're a tutor or a warrior. But then he'll send other angels to come and save you out of a situation. Ask David. This is those things. So this is that. Lot is a servant. In fact, let's look at that. Go to 2 Peter chapter 3, 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. This is what happened when, you know, you keep the commandments of God. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, when you receive it, read.
And spare not the whole world, but save Noah, the eighth person, creature of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example, unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with filthy conversation, with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
See that? So Lot was just, man. He rode with Abraham. He knew the law. He saw the power of the God of Israel. Even though he was among this people, and he knew they were wicked. He knew it. Or else this conversation wouldn't be here about. So he knew they was wicked. So, but some of us, we here in America, you know, we got different worlds we in. Some of us is really among some wicked people. And then some of us is, you know, don't get to experience those things.
But we do get to keep the commandments. So here, he said they're vexed with this conversation. And God so was vexed with it because he heard it. He sent the angels to go check. So he said, this righteous man's spirit was vexed that the Lord God of Israel sent two angels to go say.
Huh?
The water.
Get rid of them so they don't get mixed up.
Yeah.
I got from last night. Is I'm sure y'all sister appreciate that.
So this is that thing, man. So you know the Lord is. If you write this man and he finna get ready to jam a whole community or something, he'll get you out of it. You dig? You see that? Y'all be sitting around, man, and that angel say, man, I'm finna get ready to do everybody. Get out right now. That's it. Or you can stall out and mess around and catch it. Gotta listen. Gotta pay attention, man. The spirits is real high nowadays. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 19. Genesis 19, and skip down to verse 12, and watch this.
And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy you.
See that? So the Lord is trying to save him by the angels he going to destroy the city with. See that? This is that thing. Skip, read on. Watch this.
And Lot went out and spake unto his son. In-law.
So he must have had no sons. He just had son-in-law, a daughter. Read on.
And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law.
See, that's what's going to happen at the end of time. You're going to be telling people, the Lord is going to destroy this world. And they're going to think y'all playing. They're going to think y'all.
I've been trying to, like,
that's
people, like, so they can look back onto the conversation I'm talking with, like, that stuff is happening. Like, so-and-so told me this and this. But, like, every time I talk to somebody, they're like, oh, man, fine.
See, that's that same mindset.
You got to get used to it. It's this world. This is how they got to realize. You got to think back. You don't want to. So you gotta understand. Now you have that understanding. So now you have an advantage to move to some prophets because they don't understand. They never have gotten the opportunity to understand the world they've never been in. But you have, and you've only experienced God. So it's like you're not supposed to just if somebody reject God, you let it go. Don't even hold on to that conversation. It's not so fight. You gotta learn this young, and especially for us, this is. As well, you know.
But it's on the next level. And y'all gonna have to tune into y'all brother, you know, which is in the spiritual realm, you know, that's in that other dimension, man, because they can see those things coming. They can see the spirits moving around and they would definitely alert you. Or, you know, or say for instance that's not even a conversation. Say somebody may need the word, right? Then they'll be privy to that individual, and they'll give you a word from God for that person. Because the God of Israel puts you in a place because you already understand his speech. So he'll send an angel to tell you, to tell that individual what they need to hear so they can keep going. That's what they're here for, too. But in this case, they saving some people. You did? So, and not everybody's meant to get saved. You see that? Because they didn't leave with Lot. That meant that when the Lord rained down the fire, he killed everybody. He killed them there. And his daughters too. His daughters that was married to them. You know? And he killed them. So you got to understand, and you're going to have people as close to you as your daughters and your own children that may not believe in God. You have to save them. And then in some cases, it'll be your friends, family, whatever, man. But the bottom line is where you at with God. That's the end. But don't let nobody sell your salvation. Don't give it away. You know, don't just give it away. You know, you got to fight for that thing, man. Anyway, so we see here that he'll send angels, man, to save you. You know what I'm saying? All because you believe in God. You know, you've been preaching it, and you know, you see what sin is and all this and that and the other. He'll send angels to save you, you know, from whatever it may be. You know. Genesis 32 and 23. Now, get this. Up until this point, man, we wasn't seeing the angels revealed to the prophets, man, because God talked to them directly. He talked to Moses flat out. You know, Moses saw his brother in the burning bush. That was his first hookup. That was his first hookup with his brother. God spoke through his brother. That's when Moses got lit up. That's when his brother and him got activated. When your spiritual brother and you get activated, you see it, you know it. Then God speak to him, like he did with the burning bush. So anyway, Genesis 32 and 23, I did say that these angels didn't depend on, it actually appeared in the burning bush. For
32 and 23
for Moses.
And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him.
Stop. So right here, the God of Israel is showing us that angels have power over what?
Man.
Our skeletons. So it had to be a law written that they would have power over our skeletons, or else he wouldn't be able to do what he did.
So he popped back in place.
No, man, he didn't do that. It didn't. If the thigh was out of joint, but it popped back in place. But that's not all that happened to it. Yeah. So the thing is, we gonna get back to this. The thing is that he touched his bone. You know what I mean? Where'd he get that from? You know, how we get a law that he can touch our bones? That was unheard of until now. You know, we can't read anywhere that an angel physically touched a man's skeleton in the scriptures until here. And what was happening? A man was wrestling with a what? Go to Hosea chapter 12 and 2. Hosea 12 and 2.
And the Lord hath also a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the hill and the moon, and by his strength he had power with God. Yet he had power over the angels and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us. Even the Lord God opposed the Lord is his memorial.
Stop. So he said this, yeah, he had power over the what?
Angel.
But it was an angel that touched this skeleton. How do an angel have, but wait a minute, he had power over, so wait a minute. So now, this is the first place we see a man having power over an angel. Now, what did the Lord give his man? Watch this. Because he gave him what? Power. Okay, power. The ability or the capacity to do or to do something effectively. Often power specifies capacity of or aptitude or facility, faculty. I'm going to read that again. Often power, a specific capacity, faculty, or aptitude. Other words, whatever your gift is, that's your power. You know, it may be in your thinking, or it may be physical. You know, like Samson had both of them. Samson wasn't just muscle. He was an enigma. You know, he was a Confucius. He was a Confucius. He was a Riddler.
That's the way he told her our power lies of so many things, and that wasn't it at all.
It was a riddle. But the truth was in the riddle. They had to figure the riddle out. So he was an enigma. So he wasn't just muscle, man. That's our God. But see, he called them things parables, you know, that your angel, that was from God too, that his angel would talk to him in parables and that he would talk to the people in parables. Not only did his angel give him strength, but he had wisdom, man. He had real spit. He had some real wisdom. People miss that on Samson. We just go in on his muscle. You know, but we don't respect his mind. You know what I mean? We really don't. But that's also from the Holy Ghost. It said physical strength, right? Power, physical strength or force exerted by the capable of being asserted. Strength, effectiveness. Movements, one emotions, changing how one think. There you go, consciously, right? The ability or official capacity to exercise control and authority. So you got to have the mental. You can't just be like, I'm in power, I'm just calling shots. You got to be able to manipulate power. It says the ability or officially capacity to exercise control, authority, strength, economic, political influence of a nation or another group. There you go. That's power. So he's telling us that we have power to influence or manipulate angels because they're another group. There it is. So ain't no reason to be scared of angels. All the movies we just saw, the angels coming after you. They don't do that. They don't sound like that. They don't look like that. They don't look like Walking Dead.
The only angel movie that actually scared me when I was younger was Legion. You are signed to church, too.
Legion?
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it was supposed to be having a war with Michael.
Yeah,
I remember that. Well, like I said, but it wasn't nothing really scary because that's, you know, there is a war in heaven, you know, but the world misinterpreted according to the scripts or the spirit. But however, the truth is it's a war in heaven, so we can't determine that. So we haven't gotten to that yet. Right now we're still dealing with their jobs. Their job is that they're supposed to help us. And not only that, they got freedom of choice. You hear me? They got freedom of choice. So if they got freedom of choice, then there's a judgment for them
if they choose wrong. So the angels got a freedom of choice to choose right and wrong. So it was always determined that the second death is the lake of fire, because choice brings judgment. Without choice, there's no judgment. So even the angels had choice. They choose to do what they want, or they could choose to serve God or no. That's why the war was in heaven. We're not dealing with that yet. We're going to get to that. Right now, they're here trying to save Lot. Right here, we see Jacob is wrestling with his. You know, that's his. He's sealed with him. Well, the Lord, the idea itself is to show that we are going to be fighting with the angels in the darkness all our life. But we have power to overcome it. You're always going to be wrestling with angels. You wrestle with them when you're asleep. That's what they call them, night terrors. You know, people say they wrestle with witches and stuff like that. That's not true. You have a spirit on top of you that you need to call upon the name of the Lord to remove it. Let's get back. Keep reading that.
Therefore turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. He is a merchant, the balances of deceit are in his hand.
That's good. All right, let's go back to Genesis 32 and 23. Pick it back up. So the angel, so we see here he wrestled with an angel, and so we see also there's a law written in heaven, before there was even a heaven, the angels would have power over our skeletons. Go figure. Who think of stuff like that? Read on.
And he sent them and took them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there rested a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God, and with men hast thou prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou doest as after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
Okay, so he wrestled with the angel, and he hauled it upon his thigh. He called it Peniel, right? So where that gland set in your brain is called what? Yep. That's where you meet God. In your super subconscious or your super ego, or where when you're in your realm, so to say, coming out of realm, you meet him there. Yep. Because remember now, he was asleep here. You see? What was that? Who?
Mom,
again. What she asked about it?
Did you ask me about you asked me about, like, where the pineal gland went for them? She,
speak up, because you got people listening.
She's been telling me about stuff, like, or talking about, I forget, but when you said what gland is in your head, she texted me and told me it was the pineal gland. I understand she's been texting about stuff from the lesson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. See, yeah, that's the thing. But Caleb called it up. You know, it's the pineal gland. But see, you see here, Jacob is telling us right here in the law, this is where God meet us at. You see that? So that's the Holy Ghost got to dwell in you, you know, for him to be there. How could he wrestle with him and not be there in his subconscious? See, so he got to be there. He got to be inside. So, yeah, that's true. Also, he said, why you asking my name? You notice he didn't tell him? You notice he didn't tell him? Now, Daniel knew his brother's name because he revealed himself to him. He said, my name is Gabriel. He told him his name. And he also, Daniel also found out about the other one's name, too. In fact, let's look at that. So he touched his bone. How is this? Can he touch it? Go to Luke 24 and 36 right quick. Because he put his hand on his skeleton, man. Now get this. Now he halted. What that meant? He limped, right? What's the one thing that separate us from the rest of the world, the way black men walk? They got a limp. They got that hope. It's a jump start. It's like a two. It's like a 1-2. Well, most people just walk. If you look at like Asian people, they walk, they like that. Then you got Gentiles, they kind of they that. But you got a limp. But that's from Jacob, because he said the angel touched his leg. And that dip is from him. That dip you get when you that's it. That's it. That belong to him. That lets you know who you are. Anyway, where we at? Luke 24 and 36.
And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and were supposed that they had seen the Spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bone, as ye see me have.
See? So that spirit that Jacob was wrestling didn't have flesh and bone, right? But he did. And he had, so it's in the law that an angel can manipulate a man's bone to a degree. See that? Watch this. Go to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 20.
Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What did he just take out of Adam? What is it?
A bone.
It's a what?
A bone.
It's a bone. So the angel or Satan saw, or very well could have seen this. He very well could have seen Adam bone exposed, because he took it out of him. So this spirit, angel, cherubim, which is in the garden. In fact, go to Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28 and verse 11. He could have very well witnessed that bone. This is why, you know, when we look at all these horror flicks and all that, what is the thing that they relish the most? Putting up a man's skeleton, his skull. They want you to wear the skulls on their shirt that they brought death on man. that we were never supposed to see their skeleton. But when he brought death in the world, man's skeletons has been exposed.
This chapter.
Ezekiel 28 and verse 11.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, thou fillest up the sun full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee.
Stop. So he said you was in the garden of God. So it's very well he could have saw him take the bone out of Adam and saw his skeleton, right? If it wasn't for him to see the skeleton, then there would have been a law saying that angels would never see man's skeleton. Obviously, there's no law that says that because angels can see our skeleton. Angels been exposing our skeletons all over the place. Now we all over the earth like garbage. It was never meant for them to see our skeletons. Go back to Genesis chapter 2 and pick it up at 21.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
Therefore, stop. She's called what?
Woman.
Because she's what?
Taken out of man.
Why? She's what? She's what? What? Nope.
Bone of our bones.
What?
Bone and flesh.
There it is. He didn't go, remember now, he didn't create her in the image of angels. He created her in the image of God too. Because Jesus said, you know, angels don't have a skeleton as you see me have. So that means God got a skeleton if Jesus have a skeleton. That's the thing. We have a skeleton like God. Angels don't. So, she had to have, by default, had to be created from Adam because he has a skeleton. That's why he said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Now, how do you know you got bones?
They could crack them.
How you know you got bones? You can feel them?
You can see them.
You can see them? Mm-hmm. It's still in your skin. How you know you got bones? Huh? You can hear them? But if nobody told you that they were bones, you wouldn't know what you're listening to or what you're looking at or what's inside of you. So how do you know you got bones? Right. See, who? How would you have came to that conclusion? Those are bones. Case in point, Adam didn't know what that was. He wouldn't know when to identify it. But he said, "Bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh." Because Adam never seen a dead person, right? So he had to be told that he has a skeleton, or that he's created in the image of God. He had to be told that. That's why he was referred to a bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. That's Eve. So she also had power with God. because she's also created in the image of God because she has a skeleton too. And her skeletons don't have breast distance. It's a skeleton. That's it. So her skeleton is going to manifest under God no matter what. At the first resurrection.
So they turn into dudes too?
I'm not saying.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not saying.
I mean, the woman's body is
it? Our body. Well, it is our body. Yeah. Because the minute she stopped going through those cycles, she started turning into, she started getting hairier. So curves start changing. Her legs become more muscular. Or hairier, yeah. Yeah, they start turning into the creator. And that's God, just like us. They just go about it a different way. But get this, no shape shift. It's just a transformation. You see that?
Yeah, because that is transgender people. All they really need is testosterone. Only turn.
Right. That's the difference.
I mean, it's a woman. It won't be a woman.
Because of the organs. That's the deal.
It won't have a, it won't have 14 ribs. It won't have all the things on abs. Just look like a dude on the outside.
Pretty much. But, you know, not to get off from the conversation, we're dealing with skeleton, right? So the skeleton itself don't have to change for a woman to be turned into God. You see that? All right. So she's definitely in the image of God. So that's the prime directive. That her end game is that she turned into God. He told him this. He said, so that was perfect in our way until... that he sinned, right? Till he sinned against God. The definition of sin is what?
Yeah.
Nope. But yeah. But what's the biblical definition of sin?
Negligence.
Nope.
You can't search it up. Right?
What did it say? The biblical definition is what?
Transgression of the law.
Transgression of the law. That's right. St. John chapter, 1 John chapter 3 and 4. Transgression of the law. That's the biblical definition of sin. So, that lets me know that there was a law before the angels was created that they had to keep. They sinned again. Satan sinned again. But he wasn't cursed yet until he sinned against man. So when he sinned, there was war in heaven. Boom, we ain't dealing with that yet. That's coming. Right now, we're still dealing with their job. So now he's in the spirit of sin. He got a different covering now. Now go to Isaiah 30 and 1 first. Because just to show that we both can be up under different coverings. But he's under a different covering now. Isaiah 30 and 1. When you receive a read.
Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin.
See, that's what he covered himself in, sin. So now, the Lord is telling us what sin is. Now go, he covered himself in this, Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 5. Isaiah 45 and 5.
I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me.
I girded thee, though thou hast known me not, hast not known me. And that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I am from the light, and I can create darkness.
Read that again.
I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
Now, so he told the angels there was good and evil. Now, if you disobey, you're going to find yourself in darkness. Because he created darkness here before he created the angels. They had a choice. They had a choice to either stay in the light or go in the darkness. When they sinned, they what? They went into the darkness. Now, go to 2 Peter. Go to 2 Peter. No, I'm sorry. Jude, chapter 1 and 6. Jude 1 and 6.
And the angels kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day.
See that? So they're in darkness now. They're bound by darkness. Now, what is darkness? That's the next question. Because we know what darkness is. You can turn off the light. That's a physical darkness or invisibility. That's another form of darkness. But what darkness are they bound by? That's the question. Just look at it. Sin. Exactly. That's the darkness that they're bound by, so to say. Let me see. Oh, I'm in the wrong one of the definitions. Okay. Same conditions. There it is. Foulness, disgusting, wickedness, immorality, punishment, unenlightable. That's a reprobate. Somebody that's unenlightable. I didn't even know that. That's a word. Is that right? Is that what that say?
Unenlightened.
Yeah, unenlightened. Unenlightened. He was an unenlightened state. This fell in the darkness. So, darkness is sin and wickedness. So that's where they bound by. So now that's the darkness that they're in, evil. So that's their job now, is in the dark. They left their first estate. Now their second estate is in the dark. So they do things in the dark, in the shadows, so to say. All right? That's their job. But remember now, you say I create peace and I also create good, right? So they also, you've got another group of angels that have this job. Go to Psalms 103 and 20. Psalms 103 and 20. Yeah.
Bless the Lord, and his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, and ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
So you got commandments, you got angels that keep the commandments. Right? So that's the light. He said, bless ye the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments. So they can beat Satan long as they keeping the commandment. See that? That's why we was never undefeated when we went out to go to war. We didn't suffer no losses because we had the angels of God on our side. We was sharper than razors, man. We was getting them. So this is that thing. So we get angels that keep the commandments of God, and they're stronger than the ones that can't. So all that monster movie stuff and all that you see right now, your angel will destroy that. It won't even come near you. You see that? All that, they're trying to scare you to make you think that it's more than what it is, but truth be told, they're actually very beautiful. And their music is hypnotic. Daniel's chapter 10 and 21.
No, 10 and 1, 10 and 5, 10 and 5. Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Ephraim. His body was also like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel alone, saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground, and behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and I stand upright for thee, I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me one and 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia.
So Satan stood in the way of him coming to see him. You know, and if you want to see your brother, if you want to have familiarity with him, excuse me. If you want to have familiarity with them, you may need to fast and pray. Because that's what he said. He said, hold up. Thank you. He said, from the minute you set your heart on the supplications, I will send. If you want to see them, all you got to do is fast. Keep your hands clean like Daniel's. Keep your mouth off of people. He revealed himself. But guess what else? He'll bring another brother there. If you need deliverance, he'll bring him. He'll bring Michael. You need deliverance. You need to win a battle or two or three. He'll bring him. You see that? Read on. We only got a couple more to go.
Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake, and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision of my sorrows are turned upon me. I have obtained no strength, for how can the servant of this, my Lord, talk with this my
skip down to 21.
But I will shew thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael your prince.
See that? So when he sent them, the God of Israel had to make sure Michael was privy to the information. Because if he wasn't privy to the information, if he had got it accidentally, then Michael would have been in judgment. So he had to make sure that he was covered. So Michael had to know, not everybody is privy to information. So Michael had to be privy to the information. He said, in him alone, that's it. All the angels, all the other angels didn't know. And Satan withstood him. So this is that thing. Gabriel had the job to teach him. Michael had the job to defend him. Both of them knew the same message. That way, when God got ready to speak to either or, they could use either or. Because both of them was there with Daniel. Last verse. Zechariah chapter 6 and, no, chapter 3 and verse 5. Because he said, bless ye his angels that do his commandments, that excel in strength, right? Okay.
And the angel answered and said unto me, these are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. The black horses which are therein go forth into the north country.
Zechariah chapter 3 and 1. I probably did. 3 and 1.
And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand.
Okay, so the angel of the Lord is there. And Satan is there. So it's about to go down, right? Read on.
And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand forth out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with the change of raiment.
Read on.
And I said, let them set a fair meter upon his head. They set a fair meter upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, stop.
So now Joshua got hit. And now Joshua is activated. You see that? When he seen him, first he had to rebuke the devil. Because the devil was trying to shake him up. The devil know who you are. If you call, he already know who you are. So he had to rebuke him. Then, after he rebuked him, then he gave him a change of clothes and forgave him of all his sins. So this is that thing. So, yeah, as you can see, you got brothers that's waiting on you. And the angels, the devils don't have no power. Just like that, he didn't go into no big spiel. It wasn't no big fight. You know, it wasn't nothing. It just the Lord rebuke you. Even the Lord, they chose Jerusalem. See? Nothing else. So, just like he rebuked the prince of Persia, he can rebuke any devil. It don't matter. Once you get a brother, once you seal, you seal. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, we're going to get more into these things that the angels do for us because they start getting more intricate. Then you start seeing us standing up against witches and sorcerers once you activate it. When you activate it, then you can stand up against a witch and a sorcerer. Ask Moses. Right?
All right. You can show us that verse right quick.
Huh?
You can show us that verse right quick.
What?
Damn.
got enough against the sorcery. But, no.
Oh, go to Exodus.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. I want to say 7. Of 6.
And 1?
Okay. Exodus 7. And verse 8.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, shew a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servant, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also caught the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantment. They cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rod, and he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them.
You see that? There it is. You see right there, you see you go head to head against sorcerers and magicians. But the power of God, just like his rod swallowed up theirs, so yours will. They ain't got no power. Not when you stand in it before the true living God. You walking in his laws and his statutes. And he forgave you of your sins, you can bounce, man. You can do anything. You can do anything. That's why you can't get caught up in sin, because then you become limited. All right? Okay. See that? All right. Got any questions?
I got one.
What's up,
Jesus? If you're in trouble, like, and you're, like, in, like, die, like, you can, like, Lord forbid, like, you're in, like, death kind of danger, could an angel, like, deliberately push you out of danger or make series of events that happen that make you get out of that danger?
If it's the will of God, if he determined that you're dead, an angel can't save you. You know, that's all to it. But if it's for you to live, then an angel can save you. He can use a series of events or just one or two, you know. Right? Well, it looks like you got your brothers and sisters, man. They all say Shabbat Shalom before we close out. So I'm going to open up the mic. Everybody can say Shabbat Shalom. And you can turn out. Amen. Amen.
Shabbat Shalom, I love everybody.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Brother Gary. Shabbat. Love you too, bro.
Hey.
Amen.
Shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
Can I give a testimony?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Speaking on the subject. So, one day, my mom is watching the Discovery Crime Channel, which that's all she basically watched. So anyway, it was a serial killer. And he was waiting in the alley. This little teenage girl was dark, was walking at home in the dark. The quickest way for her to get home was through the alley. So she prayed to the Most High to let her make it home safely, let her get through this alley safely. So she walked through the alley. She saw the man. She just held her head down and started walking faster. Another lady seen her walking through the alley and decided to take that shortcut too. And the serial killer killed that lady. But the girl that walked past first seen the killer, the serial killer's face. So she was able to get a police a description. So the little girl asked the police, can she ask the man a question? And they told her, yeah, you can ask him a question. So the little girl asked, I passed by first. Why didn't you get me? And he said, because you wasn't by yourself. You had two big dudes walking with you through that alley.
Nah.
But she didn't. She was by herself. She had two angels walking with her.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
I believe that.
Wow.
So the Lord spared her to be a witness onto a manslayer, and the Lord allowed him to get the next one. Imagine that, though. He still allowed him to do what he did. You know, but also the righteous passed by, and he couldn't touch her.
Nope.
You know, because those angels were like, you can't touch this. This is one plucked out the fight. So there it is,
I got one more. This quick one. We used to live in a small town in Minnesota called Red Wing, okay? Town really, really little. So everybody was gone except for Caleb. Caleb went home and fell asleep. He seen the sky getting dark. He got scared. He fell asleep. Oh, but he prayed. So while he's asleep, a tornado cuts through the town. I mean, it told the blocks of coming into the whole town, told the blocks of before our block. Our house was the second house on the next block. So the tornado skipped past our house, our first neighbor house, our house, the house next to us, and it on the house, the fourth house on the block, and tore down all the way down our street. Big old trees was laying down. We got home. Caleb didn't know nothing about the tornado had hit, but Caleb was there by himself, and the Lord allowed the tornado to skip, you know, those houses to where Caleb could have been affected. You remember that, Caleb and David?
Yeah. It was him and Dion. Him and Dion with Dontre. Cause they went back. They went back to their house. I said, my head hurt. I'm going home. I went home. I slept like 6-7 hours straight. Then, like, I wake up 5 minutes later. I don't know.
Oh, they could see on the car.
No, I woke up.
Trees on a car.
Really, the whole town. Now we was
like the whole street was trees everywhere.
Literally, everything that was like on the other side of our house was really. Besides that, the red house, field house, our house, and the next house next to us, everything else had everything. Crazy. I slept with a whole tornado too. That's so crazy. It was like it was a tornado. It wasn't just like this was a storm. I slept through a tornado. That's crazy. Like, I wake up to that. I woke up to hearing them knock through. That's just really crazy stuff. So I was like, I was so knocked out. I would not have woke up if y'all could have been knocking for hours. I would not have woke up.
What?
So it's like, yeah. It's crazy. He showed how he worked.
Well, hey, he judged half of the city and then spared. That's what the prayers of the righteous avail of much. You know, you don't know who be praying for you in the wee hours, you know. So who was giving you the, who was your lifesaver? Who was giving you the answers? Yeah, that was your mom.
Oh,
TC.
No,
that was Abigail. Oh, okay.
I call my auntie my mom.
Yeah. Okay.
That's our brother, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I figured it would have to be somebody who would be privy to that information to know it for real. Yep.
Right. That's the other side of darkness, too. Darkness also means that somebody is not privy to information or that they're uninformed to certain situations.
That's true. Kept out of the know, so to say, because Jesus said, you are no longer servants but friends, because servants don't know what their master do.
Exactly.
That's true.
Great.
Real. Hey, so everybody, I want to say Shabbat Shalom. I want to say Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Talk to you later, babies. I love y'all. I miss y'all.
Love you too. Miss you too. How about?
Hey, all right. Well, we're going to close out then. One more thing. Monday, we'll be dealing with something different. So you just want to be open for that. Okay, so we haven't came up with the topic yet, but I'm thinking we are not in the world. We'll see, okay? But anyway, everybody, God bless and time appointed. Remember to keep everybody safe and try to keep wash your hands and all that old good stuff. And enjoy the rest of the feast. Enjoy the rest of the Sabbath. And thank God that he allowed us to participate in it with him. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Amen. Shabbat Shalom.
It's crazy because, like, if it wasn't for the Sabbath, we would be so bad. We would be just terrible people. So, yeah. Like, the Sabbath was so needed. Like, you don't understand. Sorry, what did the Sabbath do, bro?
Hey, we got the
Sons of the Living Water radio show. Sons of the Living Water.
From Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the seven nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
It's coming from anywhere. You want to step, it's like, this might be a car. It's like, it's literally like you can hear it in the car.